Hello once again. My name is Peter Woodbury, and I'm with Reflections, the Wisdom of Edgar Cayce. Today's guest is Karen Noe. She's a psychic medium, and a few years ago, she began to speak with or channel Wayne Dyer. She was a big fan of his, and he picked her to bring forward this interesting material, which is known as the We Consciousness. And so join me in this interview and we'll find out more and about her relationship and how Edgar Cayce played a foundational role in her work. So we're joined today with Karen Noe. Karen, how are you today? Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me on.
Oh, we're very appreciative. So where should we start? Should we start with just how did you... What's your history with your psychic gifts? Like, how did you uncover that, and what was the unfoldment of that for you?
Okay, it really began when I was a young girl. I would know things that most people, I thought everybody had these abilities, and in truth they do, and we'll talk about that in a minute. Mm-hmm. But I would know things that would happen before they did. I would dream things that would occur before they did. Mm-hmm. My father used to take me to the racetrack, and I picked the winning horses for him. Now I'm an animal activist, and I don't go to the track anymore.
Oh, my God. That sounds so much like Edgar Cayce's childhood. His father used to do the same with him.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I picked the winning numbers for my grandmother and silly things.
Uh-huh.
But about 25 years ago, I was going through a difficult time in my life. And I sat at the edge of my bed and I just yelled at God. And I said, am I going to be okay? And with that, I saw a light that came towards me from the other side of the room. And as it was approaching me, I said, if you're not of God, please leave. But the more I said that, the more it kept coming towards me.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually it enveloped me.
Mm-hmm.
And I received the most incredible feeling that I have never felt before that or since. And at that time, I heard an audible voice that said, Lucia Lucina, Bella Lucia Lucina. And for those Italian listeners, it means light, little light, beautiful little light. And I've since learned it was St. Francis of Assisi, who's been guiding me and protecting me ever since. And for those who have read my books, every one of them mentions peace and the animals in there. And that's my St. Francis connection. Right after that experience, I started receiving messages from the angels and deceased loved ones. And at first, I didn't want to share the messages because I'm very shy. And I didn't want people to think I was not in my right mind.
Mm-hmm.
But the more I shared the messages that I received, the more peace it brought to the living loved ones.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually, I said, okay, I agree. Okay, I'm going to do this. And I started to do healing in the back of a hair salon, just doing Reiki on people.
Mm-hmm.
And energy healing.
Mm-hmm.
And as I was doing the healing, messages would start to come through from their loved ones.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually I was booked a couple of months ahead of time, a couple of years ahead of time, and the rest is history. So that's it in a nutshell. So the reluctant psychic, the reluctant medium, let's say, that's who I am.
Yeah, well, I'm really glad that you overcame your shyness to put yourself out there. I was also very, very shy. And, you know, Edgar Cayce says that sometimes we can turn our greatest weakness into our greatest strength, because sometimes our strengths, we don't develop them. We take them for granted. And so now that I've overcome shyness, people can't shut me up.
Good. That's a good thing.
Yeah. Well, let's move to the I guess you're best known currently for kind of bringing Wayne Dyer back into consciousness. Did you know him before that, or how did that come to pass?
I didn't know him before. I was a fan of his. I would go to his seminars and read his books, and that was it. And then right after he passed, I do have a radio show on. It's called the Angel Quest Show, the first Saturday of every month.
Mm-hmm.
And I interviewed his daughter, Serena, a month before he passed.
Mm-hmm.
So I had her contact information, and as soon as I heard that he passed, I was devastated.
Mm-hmm.
I felt the world wasn't going to be the same again.
Mm-hmm.
And so I said, I wanted to do something for his family, but I wasn't sure what to do.
Mm-hmm.
So what I did was I emailed Serena, and I said pretty much it was, Dear Serena, I'm so sorry to hear about your dad. Please know he truly is okay and would want you to be too. Ask him to come to you in a dream and to wake you up after the dream so that you remember it.
Mm-hmm.
I said, make sure to ask him to give you without a doubt signs. I call them without a doubt so that you know without a doubt that he's with you.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the end of the email, I said, you know, I wrote a book. It's called Your Life After Their Death. It's a medium's guide to healing after mm-hmm. a loss mm-hmm. that I know would help you, because after all the years experience of doing what I'm doing, these are techniques that help the living loved one to heal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how to connect with your deceased loved one, how to raise your vibration so it's more on par with their energy,
mm-hmm.
All sorts of things. And then healing techniques to heal after a loss.
Mm-hmm.
So I sent that out to her. Immediately afterwards, she sent me an email and she said she would love a copy of my book, and she thanked me for my concern for her and her family. So I sent her a copy of my book. Now, it's a long story and I'm going to bring it. I'll mm-hmm. try to make it short.
Take
so
your time.
About 3 days later, after that, I was scheduled to speak in Orlando at an I Can Do It event with my publisher, Hay House.
Mm-hmm.
And it was on life after death.
Mm-hmm.
Day before my event, I hope you could follow this. The
yes.
day before my event, they were going to pay tribute to Dr. Dyer. And I went to that event. So I'm sitting on the bus for the Hay House authors. And one seat is available on the bus, and it's next to me. In walks Serena Dyer and sits next to me on the bus. So you see where this is going,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
We communicated. I said, Serena, I'm so sorry to hear about your dad. And she goes, oh, I said, I'm Karen Noe. She said, Karen, I just got your book. Thank you so much. And I said, did you get any signs from him yet? I'm sure he was loud in life. He's going to be even louder now that he made his transition. And she said, she's given me a few signs that he gave her. But he said her sister Sage, the youngest daughter, had a profound dream of Wayne in which she saw him there, but she said she hugged him and she actually felt his hairy arms.
Mm-hmm.
Those were the words she mm-hmm. said. So I said, absolutely. That's without a doubt. He was visiting her. Amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. Just continue to ask him to give you signs like that. That was it at that particular moment. We went into the event. It was time after the event was over. I didn't want to go back on that bus because I felt insignificant.
Mm-hmm.
Because my favorite Hay House authors were on that bus, as well as Wayne Dyer's family.
Mm-hmm.
So this has all to do with what happened afterwards. Mm-hmm. So I said, okay, I'm going to walk back to the hotel room. And as I'm walking to the hotel room, I'm saying in my mind, I'm so insignificant. I'm so insignificant.
Mm-hmm.
And as I'm saying that, he came through for the first time. And he said, get out of your own way. Get out of your own way. And I said, Wayne, is that you? I said, how may I serve? And he said, you're already serving. And I said, how may I serve more? So as I'm walking, I said, Wayne, if this is really you, you have to give me a sign to let me know without a doubt it's you. So I went back to my hotel room. And as I was in the hotel room, something was very itchy on the bottom of my shirt,
mm-hmm.
and I didn't know what it was.
Mm-hmm.
So I reached in to grab to see what it was, and there was a sticker that somehow had attached to the inside of my shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And on the sticker, and how I know it wasn't there before, in tiny letters underneath it said Disney, and I had not been to Disney.
Mm-hmm.
And on the sticker it said W-E on it. And I thought it meant Wayne, first letter, last letter of his name. Because
mm-hmm.
oftentimes when I receive messages from those who've passed, it's first letter, last letter of their first name.
Yeah.
So little did I know it was so much more than that. But then I heard him say, is that good enough? And I said, yes. And I started to cry.
Uh-huh.
Long story short, I went home. Sage contacted me, the one who had the dream. And we were going back and forth, and as I'm on the phone with her, he came through with a few messages from her dad of things that only she would know. And finally, I said, you know, Sage, I have a center about 40 minutes from where you are. She's in Manhattan. I'm in New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
I said, if you'd like to come, I will cancel some appointments. I'm sure people would be willing to change their appointments so that I could see you, and you know, if you'd like to. She, after all, she's Wayne Dyer's daughter. And she said she definitely would. So we made an appointment about a month and a half after that, you know, that phone call. And here we go again. Here I am saying, okay, hung up the phone. And I said, Wayne, what did you get me into? Now, meanwhile, I have been doing this for years. I'm booked for 2 years ahead of time. Obviously, I'm doing something right.
I'd say so.
Bill said, Wayne, I never did appointment for Wayne Dyer. This is my, you know, I was such a fan of his. Mm-hmm. So I decided to go for a walk with my dog, Duke. And as I'm walking the dog, he started to come through. And he was so excited to talk about the afterlife and so excited to talk about the we consciousness, W-E.
That's the message.
Which is the interconnectivity of everyone and everything, how we're all connected and what one does to oneself or another, how it affects the whole. He was going on and on and on, so excited. So I went for daily walks. And as I was going on my walks, I would take my tape recorder and tape what he was saying so I didn't miss it. Fast forward a month later, I'm on my way to the appointment with the Dyers. And as I'm driving to the appointment, a car cuts me off. And on the license plate, it said Dyer 1. On it. So I said, okay, he's coming through. Thank God. So I got to the center and all I could say is Sage came with her mom, her sister Serena, and her sister Skye. They flew in from Florida and they were all sitting there in my office and he proceeded to come through for each of them. And he talked to them exactly the way he talked to them in life. He spoke to Serena a little bit louder. He spoke to Skye softer. His wife, he spoke in a different way. And he said things that I would never have known. They knew without a doubt it was truly him. I could share one. A lot of them were personal messages, but one I can because Serena shared on Facebook. She was sitting there and her belly was flat as a board. So there's no way I could know this. And I said, your dad's saying you're pregnant. And she said, no. She said, I just had my daughter Sailor. There's no way I'm pregnant. I said, okay, he's saying you're pregnant and he's showing me fireworks. So she went home and took a pregnancy test, and she indeed was in the family way due on the 4th of July.
Wow. Wow.
The next 2 years after that, he has 8 children, as well as his wife, and he proceeded to come through at different times throughout the day, and he'd tell me to call this one at this time, call that one at this time, and it's always something that was going on with them. Mm-hmm. I could go on and on, but they were personal messages. One I could share, his oldest daughter, Tracy, 6 a.m. in the morning, he tells me, call Tracy now. Now, you know my personality. I said, I can't call Tracy now. It's 6 a.m. Call her now. I said, oh, my gosh. Okay.
So you have all the family's like cell phone numbers.
Oh my gosh, I have them all. I was on the phone with one of them at least 3 or 4 times a week for 2 years.
Yeah.
Now it's subsided a bit.
Yeah.
So I texted Tracy and I said, Tracy, your dad's telling me to call you now. May I call you? And she said, yes, ! So I called her. And before she even talked, I said, this is what he's saying. He said, your dad can hear you, but you cannot hear him. Does that mean something? And she starts to cry and she said, Karen, I just had a dream of my dad. And she said, in the dream, she said she was yelling at her dad. She said, Dad, can't you hear me? Can't you hear me? And he said, I can hear you, but you can't hear me. Wow. And he made me call right after the dream so that she knew he truly could hear her. That's the type.
So you know what?
He's louder in life. He's even louder now that he made his transition. Yeah. We wouldn't want it any other way.
So life is really continuous. He's continuing to work, and he's doing it through you.
Yes.
And how many books have you put together from the material you've gotten from him?
Well, so far, just the one.
Just one. What's the title?
We Consciousness.
What's it called? The We Consciousness?
We Consciousness, 33 Profound Truths for Inner and Outer Peace.
Oh, that's nice. And you have the power, power
number. If I may add something.
Yes, of course.
This particular book, it's not just about Wayne Dyer. It's all about peace. But what happened was at one time during the year, he came through to me and said he was going to join forces with a group of higher conscious, loving beings, ascended masters, angels, including St. Francis, all of them, that would join together and they were going to be called the We Guides to give me 33 truths of inner and outer peace.
So that's the book.
That's the truth. And it would be hard to differentiate him from everyone else when he was speaking in that way because he was coming through as a group consciousness.
So you've followed this.
It's crazy, right?
Well, you followed the advice, right? You've gotten out of your own way.
I had to, or else I wouldn't be able to receive these messages from him and from the We Guides.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because sometimes we think of ego as being, we think so much of ourselves, but sometimes ego is thinking too little of yourself. You know, it's kind of both extremes, and it's kind of just knowing I'm not the greatest, I'm not the worst. You know, God can work with everybody, and I'm going to let Wayne or Absolutely. God work through me. And you can remain humble and be that channel.
We have to remember that every one of us has God within us. Every yes. one of us, including me, including you, yes. every person on this planet, and the power that we have within us. If only we could, as Wayne would say, get out of our own way. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So well, that's part of consciousness. We're just as important as everyone else.
Oh yeah, I oftentimes say, if God can work through me, God can work through anybody.
Yes, exactly.
There's lots of openings. You know, there's lots of job openings for being
right.
a channel.
Exactly.
Now tell me a little bit about your consciousness with Edgar Cayce. Like how has that influenced you? When did you find out about him? And is there any ongoing kind of relationship that you have with his work or with him on the other side? I don't know.
Well, absolutely. When I was a teenager, that's how my whole journey began. When I read There Is a River and I just followed his teachings. He's amazing. And every day I come in an hour before I do readings and I do, I meditate the Edgar Cayce way, mm-hmm. the head and neck exercises, and the different nostril breathing and all mm-hmm. of that.
Oh, wow.
So very much a part of my life as well.
Ah,
okay. He may even be part of the We Guides, but I'm not sure because it's hard to differentiate from the other.
Well, he said in a reading that even after he left the physical plane, that he would continue to work with those who would listen. You know, I forget the exact wording, but he did say that he would continue to be available and involved human consciousness.
I'm sure he is.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Now, what are the projects you're working on now? I know you'll be here again soon. Is the We Consciousness, is that your current theme that your
yes.
good news you're sharing?
Mm-hmm. I'll be, as you said, I'll be speaking at the ARA in September mm-hmm. and Omega in Rhinebeck, New York in October. And now Neil Donald Walsh actually started a humanities team for oneness in the world.
Oh, yeah.
And through synchronistic events from Wayne.
Yeah.
He found out about my book. It's the craziest thing. His Steve Farrell, who is in charge of all of this, and we contacted each other, and we're going to be doing not only me but a lot of people a oneness event in let's see what date it is, October 24th. So we're going, it's hundreds of thousands of people talking about the oneness and unity of everyone and everything mm-hmm. and peace on earth. Mm-hmm. So I'm really excited about that as well.
That sounds that sounds really significant. Good work. Mm-hmm. Now, how are you are you balancing kind of, you still work with individuals and then you work with, you give talks around the country, maybe around the world, and then you're writing. So those are, you're kind of working on multiple levels of consciousness.
I am. And at this particular time, the stress level is very high because I'm promoting my book, The We Consciousness,
yeah.
and I have a lot of radio shows and everything. And as I told you before, I'm booked for 2 years ahead of time. I'm keeping the clients, but now I'm moving them. Where am I moving them to? Nighttime, weekends, you know, my time off. And I'm actually moving my office tomorrow.
Yeah.
So today, actually, after we finish this. So, but yeah, I'm balancing it all because it's all for a very good cause.
Oh, good. But it sounds like you're making time for meditation and that, so you can recharge your energies.
Yeah. In order to connect with the other side, to connect with higher dimensions, I have to quiet my thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to come in here, as I was saying before, an hour early and meditate, and or else forget it. I would be stressed to the max. If my thoughts are going a mile a minute, it's hard to connect with those from the other side.
Yeah,
because they come with thoughts.
Now, are you able to, like when you're working, to tune in, and then when you want to go to a movie, or are you able to turn that off? I mean, it sounds like Wayne, he'll interrupt you anywhere, but in general.
He is loud, but I have learned to turn things, unless it's an emergency, I set the intention of when the intention is there, or unless it's an emergency.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So that's when you, it's almost like you have a beeper, like a.
It is. And they're level. Very, they listen to that. In the beginning, when I started receiving messages, it was all the time. And I said, I can't live that way, you know? And at that particular time, I was working with a missing person with the police force.
Oh.
okay, if the intention is there, if there's an emergency, and that's the only time. And what happened was I actually, you know, a loved one came through and they found his body. I said, sweetheart, there was a person that was missing. If you are, you know, on the other side, I will hear you when they're, you know, when they find you, you mm-hmm. come through anytime. And I was in the middle of doing something. I was talking to my family and he came through so excited. Mm-hmm. And that was the time that they found his body, the exact time that they found his body. So he was anxious to speak to his family.
Oh.
But I had to learn to turn it off. This is important to everyone who's listening, though. It's not what Karen know we can do. We all can do this. I know it without a doubt. And my purpose is not to explain what I can do. My purpose is to empower everyone to do this, because I know we can.
Yes, you know, when I talk about the new age, you know, I talk about the old age is that the teacher, everything was outside of you. And I think the new age is really about all of us. You know, I look at it the way Jesus said, I don't want to give you a fish, I want to teach you how to fish. And so, like the work that I do with hypnosis, and it sounds like your work, you're really, mm-hmm. you're helping people, but you're also teaching them how to do it themselves.
Empowering them. That's my main purpose, is most people have to understand how to receive messages, how to raise their vibration, so it's more on par with the energy of God and the angels. Do you know what I mean? And then they have to look for signs. They have to understand our loved ones won't speak to us as a necessarily as a voice. They may. But for the most part, they speak to us telepathically. They speak mm-hmm. to us as thoughts that just pop in our head for no reason.
Yeah.
So we have to understand, you know, don't look for they're expecting their loved one to come through as an apparition. But they are spirit now.
Yeah.
So they speak to us telepathically. They speak to us as thoughts. They come to us. We have to raise our vibration. We have to quiet our thoughts so we can hear them. If we are, if our thoughts are going a mile a minute, we won't be able to hear their thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
If that makes sense.
Yeah. I always think of it. It's like a tuning fork, you know, the more still you are, because I think thoughts, there's a vibration and you pick it up. Like you attune yourself to that, the vibration of a thought or the vibration, I guess, from the other side.
Mm-hmm.
Now, have you done any work with like looking at your past lives or any past life connection that you understand with Wayne?
My connection with Wayne is not necessarily a past life, mm-hmm. but I asked him when he started to come through, I said, why did you choose me? And he said, hey, why did you choose me? So he's yelling at me again. I said, okay. But now he's not just coming to me. He's coming to many people around the world as well.
Yeah.
Who are interested in communicating with him. But our connection to St. Francis, that's a big one. He was very connected to St. Francis.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that we were both Hay House authors, although I never met him. I met him when I went to his conferences, but not one-on-one like this. So that was
it. So you were part of the Hay House family.
Yeah. And I interviewed his daughter and so forth. But I believe it's the St. Francis connection, the peace connection and all of that, that he came to me. But he said, why are you? I said, you know, why did you come? He was just saying my energy was devoted to him, so I was able to contact him.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, we're going to wrap up soon. I really enjoyed our conversation. I would have enjoyed even more. But any last thoughts, anything you'd like to share that we haven't covered?
Yes. The most important thing is to remember that you have God within you, all of us. And once you understand that, reclaim your power. Mm. You could create miracles in your life and in the world around you.
Mm.
And you can create peace in your life and in the world around you as well.
Oh.
And how is that?
I can see why you have a 2-year waiting list. Soon it'll be 10 years.
Well, I stopped taking new people because of that.
Good, good. Well, I'm glad you're, keep taking care of yourself. I know what it's like to be stretched, you know, at some point you kind of have to, as you move up, sometimes you have to do less individually and more group trainings and that. So I encourage you and support you. I look forward to meeting you. Thank you very much for this conversation. I really enjoyed it.
I did too. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.